Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And again, welcome into our Wednesday Locker Room Chats. KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, opened out district play on Friday night with a tough 21-20 loss out at Colby. They led 14-0 at halftime, but you guys really controlled that third quarter to tie it up at 14, and really in the end the difference was an extra point. Just as you look back at that one, what were your thoughts on the way the kids played and fighting back from that 14-0 deficit, albeit in a tough loss?
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like our energy level wasn't great to start the game, and then kind of showed a little bit with the long trip. I think that's part of it. I'm proud of the way their kids battled back, and from the second quarter on, we dominated the football game. We got to put together a complete game this week and continue preaching that, because we're a pretty good football team. I look at it from a perspective of we're two plays away from being 4-0, and then that's just, but we're 2-2. And so we got to find ways to execute in those, key situations where there's more pressure and whatnot.
Yeah, it came down to, like you said, a couple plays. They had a couple big plays in the running game. When you look back at those on film, what are some of the things you need to do maybe to be in better position to stop those here as you go on?
Well, the first touchdown they had was just a quick little screen pass out, and we had a bunch of guys out there. We just, we didn't pursue very well as far as our technique. We didn't use proper leverage, and he was able to cut back on us. And the kid had a lot of speed, and so he was able to break one there. And, he had 150 total yards, I think, the strap kid, but, 90 that came on two plays. So, we're right there. We just got to make the play when we're in position, and put ourselves in the position to make the play with good technique. And so, it was just a couple of mental errors there that caused us to, give up two big plays that ultimately was huge in the game.
And we're talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next district game, home district opener against Goodland coming up Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back here on KD Country 94 with Brad Gober, still the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, moving on now, you have Goodland coming up next as you'll open out district play against the Cowboys here. It's a team that, they struggled at times here so far this season, but they did pick up a win last week against Oakley by 121-20 to pick up their first win of the season. So when you look at Goodland and some of the things that you've seen from them, what do you draw from that team? What do you expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, they've struggled early here, their first three games, and, played some good teams, and we had to be ready to play. We had to come out and play with, the sense of urgency that, we need in order to, build the momentum for the playoffs. So we had to go out there and play hard and just really execute our game plan for an entire four quarters. And, the team feels like we haven't put together a full game yet, where we've all played just great football, and we're really hoping that this week can turn into that. But they do some good things. I mean, they run the ball pretty well. Their quarterback is a good athlete, and they like to go some different formations as far as some spread stuff. Four receivers to one side that can cause some issues if we don't line up correctly. But they play hard, and so it'll be it'll be interesting to see how we match up.
Last year, you kind of went out there and again after a tough loss to Colby there to open district play and beat them 52-15. The score doesn't matter a whole lot last year, but can you like take away from what they did last year? Are they pretty much the same group, or do they have different personnel?
Different personnel. You know, the quarterback's the same. They lost quite a few kids off that team from last year, and then they changed their defense to a 3-3-5 defense and have committed to the spread offense, which was different from what they were doing last year. So it's definitely a different team than they were last year.
You see a sense of a different urgency for your team this week after that tough loss on Friday?
Yeah, our kids came back focused, and they know that and we didn't have to tell them anything. They know, that we gave a game away, and so they're excited for this week to get after it again and to show everybody how good of a football team we can be.
Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week. Good luck in that district game on Friday night against Goodland.
All right, thanks.
And fans can watch that game on our online video stream at ncksports.com. Kickoff at 7 o'clock Friday night from Trojan Field.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show brought to you by State Farm Insurance after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, brought to you by Cunningham Telephone Cable every Friday night at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And again, we're Steve Tiernan, now the head coach of the Osborne football team, going back over last week's 48-0 district opening win over Sylvan Lucas at home. Coach, you win at halftime. It was 16-0 after one, and then early in the second quarter you scored, and then they had a punt where they snapped the ball over the punter's head. It went out of the back of the end zone. You led 26-0, and really all the momentum went your way after that. You win 48-0, called it half. What were your thoughts of the way the kids opened that district with a nice win over a pretty good Sylvan Lucas team?
You know, that's probably the best we've played all year right there. I mean, just as far as a complete game goes, we played very well. And like I said, even to Sylvan's credit, was they came out and they were even calling our plays that first quarter before we ran them, which they had the formations, right? They weren't always right on the play, but they did a very good job of scouting us, and they were that first quarter. I thought, boy, we're going to be in a dogfight. Things just kind of fell apart for them, and we took advantage of that.
You get a lot of different guys involved. Obviously, Darian Holloway and Steele Walters were doing their same things for you there on Friday night. But, you know, Evan Garvin came up with some big plays, I thought, for you. Grady Walters, his first catch of the season, is a touchdown there late in the game. So you're starting to develop maybe some other weapons, right?
Well, you know, all those guys, and I've said that from day one. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes to practice. Everybody works hard. Just you only get a few guys that actually get all the playing or get all the carries or get all the touchdowns. And not that we try to spread that around, but those guys, they all know what they're doing. So when they get in there, they need to just be ready because it might be their time and their number's cold. So just go do their job, and they did that Friday.
One of the things that we always have talked about with Sylvan Lucas is how physical they are, and I felt like you matched and actually exceeded them in that area, and really especially on defense. How were you able to bottle up the batsman kid there, having just 35 yards rushing on the night?
You know, probably as much as anything, it's just our speed. I mean, our guys can get from point A to point B in a hurry. I mean, they might not always read the best, or they might not always, you know what's coming, but they just recover so fast that unless the other team is really fast, they're probably in trouble there. Cause, and we do. We tackle very well. We work on that a lot. And you know, our defense is very aggressive. Yep, they do fly around.
We're talking with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next district opponent, Logan Palko, coming up Friday night for the Bulldogs. Here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Logan Palko is your next opponent. Coach, you go out to Logan on Friday night and take them on. They're 3-1. Looking back, they opened out district play last week with a 54-14 win at Wilson. What do you know about the Trojans this year, and what do you expect to see from them Friday?
Well, Logan always comes out, plays hard. They always have a good game plan. One scary thing is back a few years ago when they were really good, a lot of the names are the same. I mean, they've still got the Thompson and the Van Lays, and just a lot of those names are the same. So I'm sure we're going to get the best shot. We just need to be ready to roll.
Looks like they, as typical, like to run the football. Ulin kid had 174 yards last week. Ian Sparks had 95, another kid with 41. So they like to balance that out as well, it looks like, with another possible dual threat type of kid at quarterback. What style of run do you expect to see from them?
I would say just a lot of misdirection. As much as anything, they're going to fake this way and run that way, and they'll run some option, and they'll just try to convince you they're going one way, and then they'll go the other way, and they do a good job. They stay on their blocks well, and their backs do. They run hard, so yeah, we're going to have to be ready for that.
4 weeks into the season, how do you feel about your team right now here in your second go-round at Osborne?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those deals that, like I said, it's brand new, which, good or bad, I've been through a few brand new things the last few years, but you just try to get better every day. And I tell them, not every game, every day, every practice, every drill, everything, that we need to just find a way to get better and get better and get better. And not only better, but smarter. I mean, just learn the game, learn what we're trying to do, find out, understand the ins and outs of our offense and our defense so that you don't just have a one-track mind and this is just my job. You got to understand what everybody else is doing as well. And that's really worked well. I mean, these guys have... They, like we talked a few weeks ago, they picked it up very quick, but they also are just getting better every week, just like we asked. So let's hope that contains or maintains that. So for the most part, we've stayed healthy, and that's a big key to this game at this level for sure.
Osborne Bulldog Coach Steve Tiernan on the Locker Room Chats here tonight on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck out at Logan Friday night.
All right, thank you.
And fans can hear that game on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 from Logan. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you each week by Nextech and by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. And Darren Sass with us now. As you heard there, Coach, Plainville on Friday night, this is a game that you end up winning 40-14. Both teams kind of took a little bit to get going offensively, a scoreless first quarter. You led 14-7 at half, but really opened the game up in the third quarter. As you've had a chance to go back and digest that win over Plainville, what stood out the most for you, and what were you most pleased with the way your team performed on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, it's two teams that are confident in themselves and have athletes on the field. And like I said, the first half was really just a battle between two physical teams. And we were fortunate to get a second one in to have the lead there. You know, I think that helped us have a little bit of momentum. And third quarter, I was proud of our guys playing, you know, the whole game and just continuing to fight. And again, we had some things break our way. And, and some big plays, you know, scored on defense and things like that, and opened it up. But, yeah, it's, you know, they're a really good team.
Looks like you had four takeaways in the game as well. Is that something that your defense was really forcing, or were they gifts, or how did that all work out for you as far as those takeaways were concerned?
Yeah, you know, I thought a couple of them. We definitely tackled well, you know, and got after the ball. And, you know, a couple were miscues, you know, that kind of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. But the one that we were able to scoop and score, you know, I thought that was just really smart play by Trenton Colby to not just jump on the ball, but to pick it up and get going. And, I mean, you know, it stretched the lead out and, again, gave us some momentum.
How do you – I kind of want to extend on what you just talked about, that scoop and score there, because I think it probably depends on who's doing it too, but how do you differentiate whether you want that possession or if the kid can get that and take it all the way and score with it and really turn your momentum?
Yeah, you know, Coach Hutchinson, my defensive coordinator, he's always, you know, you have to get to pick it up and go. And me as an offensive – more of an offensive coach, I'm telling them I just want the ball. You know, just get us the ball, and we'll let the offense do it. But so, yeah, it kind of differs on your point of view there. But, yeah, I think the natural instinct for a lot of kids is just dive on it. And so I think some kids, you know, sometimes it's experience. They've seen some of that in games before. And so, you know, I thought Trenton just did a great job of not just diving on it, but picking it up and going.
We're talking with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this week's matchup with Oakley here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
If you're looking for a new or used tractor to enhance your operation, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. During the month of September, take advantage of 2.5% fixed rate for 60 months on used tractors with approved credit. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory or stop by your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, Oakley coming up here this Friday night. It's a team that you've played a lot now and have kind of been able to figure out since they've been in the league for quite some time now. Just Oakley, again, coached by Jeff Hennick over there. Looks like they've, you know, had some ups and downs this year, but a tough 21-20 loss last week to Goodland. What's Oakley look like this year as far as what you've seen?
Well, again, I think our league has a lot of great coaches right now. Coach Hennick is one of those. You know, I think he gets his kids to buy in, and they've got speed. You know, we saw it in track last year, and so they've got a lot of speed. And when you have that, you know, you can score from anywhere on the field. And so that's kind of been our focus so far this week is just trying to contain that speed, not let it get going, and tackle well.
What kind of experience do they have? I know the Kane kid at quarterback is a junior this year, and it looks like he's kind of made some improvements throwing for just under 600 yards so far, 7 touchdowns, and they look like they can do some different things offensively.
Yeah, they throw it, and then they'll line up and run it right at people. And, you know, the Goodland film, you know, that was back and forth. And even, you know, and Norton, I thought, you know, they're really an improving team. I think they're really coming along, so that's the other film we've seen. And they moved it on Norton a little bit, but Norton really stepped it up there in that game, and I think you see them on the rise now. But yeah, it's another one of those games where you got a quarterback who can really throw it, and then you got some running backs who can run it up in there. And so you've got to be sound everywhere. You can't overcommit to anything.
This is your final game before you get set for district play. Coming up then the week after that, you'll go to Salina. So taking this road trip out to Oakley, how much does that help, you know, with these two road trips that you'll have in district play, but also staying in the right mindset? How do you do that as you get prep for district here?
Yeah, you know, we've had 3 or 4 at home here to start the year, so I think it'll be good. You know, playoffs a lot of times is about winning on the road, and so I think it's going to be important. And like I said, going into district next week, you know, it's important that we take care of business this week and play as good as we can, you know, to our level. And I can't control what Oakley does, so we've got to play to our level, and hopefully we improve.
Smith Center Coach Darren Sass here on the Locker Room Chats this week on Katy Country 94. Coach, thank you for coming on with us again, and best of luck out at Oakley Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
Get the best deals of the season on new 2020 John Deere combines during the early order program at Landmark Implement. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to upgrade to a new model year, now is the time to lock in the best price. Get the largest cash discounts and best financing rates during Landmark's early order program. Contact your local Landmark location for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joel Struckoff now with us from Thunder Ridge High School. Coach, you're now 4-0. Another nice district win for you. Went on the road at Northern Valley and picked up a 62-12 win on Friday night out there. And just overall, when you look at that one, Reese Struckoff had four touchdown passes for you in this game, another three touchdown runs. So you're kind of able to open up the passing game, it looks like, on Friday night. What were your thoughts of the way everything went there, especially offensively in that win?
You know, one that we started out pretty slow in, I think it was 14-0 or 12-0 at the end of the first. And like you said, had some passing luck. Always something that we had in the arsenal that we just didn't really use a whole lot. Went up against a stack box and kind of had a triangle passing there. And we just got the job done doing vice freshman there. Catching some passes for us. Knew he was a good athlete. Knew he could contribute in more than just a manner as a cornerback. So great game from him. Overall, just a really good performance by everybody again this week.
So with that win, you knew Northern Valley was a little bit down this year, kind of just from what you've seen in the past. When you look at them over there, what were some of the things that they were doing, and what are some of the things you're seeing from them to maybe might be good in the future for them?
You know, when we watch film, we maybe underestimated them a little bit. They were a very well-coached team. Coach Gephardt out there had them really prepared to play us. And they're a good team. They've got good players. And it was just one of those nights where they really gave us a look early. And that's a team that could, you know, this season, you know, give some people some looks. And they're definitely a progressing team. They're a team that's gotten better week by week for sure. And I think they'll continue to make strides this year. And I know they're going to the six-man ranks next year, but I'm wishing them the best of luck there as well.
I'm talking with Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the locker room chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this week's opponent, Sylvan Lucas, next up in district play here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Joel Struckoff, coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach Sylvan Lucas coming up next for you here in district play. They're coming off of a 48-0 loss at halftime against Osborne. I think everybody knows how good Osborne is this year, though, so I'm guessing you're not putting a lot of stock into that and know that you're going up against a physical group coming up on Friday night, right?
Yeah, Sylvan Lucas, when you watch film on them, very big, very physical. Good football team. You can't look much into the scores. You look into the scores, and sometimes those don't really tell you the truth about the team.
Very well coached team. We already know that. They came in last year and gave us everything we wanted and, you know, had a lead on them, and they came out on top. Like I said, very good coach football team, big physical football team, and it's going to be a really tough test this week. They do a lot of things, a lot of small things, right? We're just going to have to play really good this week to win.
When you go into a game like this this year, maybe as you look back at last year when you were in your first season, what are some of the differences that you want to see in a game like this that, like we've talked about, can be a physical game and you have to kind of control things up front?
Like you said, we're just being more physical this year. We got some different personnel this year that, you know, I think will really handle the situation a lot better than last year. We didn't finish out last year like we should have. I'm 24 points at half. You probably shouldn't lose that ball game. But this year we're just much more going to clinch that. You can't ever allow, you know, whether you're up 24, whether you're up 6, whether you're down 6, you've just got to finish games. You can't allow another team to get back into the game like we did last year. And that's one of the best that we've had on that side about Southern Lucas. But they're a team that's very well coached, and they're going to fight you until the end. I mean, they're not going to give up.
Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Joel, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Sylvan Lucas on Friday night.
Appreciate it, Dusty. Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we'll get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area.